This is Jam and Janelle. We have a couple of special guests. We have one in the studio.
Hi, guys. My name's Kayala.
And I'm Janelle. And we also, let me get this other guest. We have somebody on the phone as well. Bridget, can you hear me?
Yes.
You are on the air with Kayala and I. So I think we're going to head it off with Bridget since you're on the phone. I want you to introduce yourself, kind of tell us and all of you listening who you are.
Okay. First of all, thanks for having me. And hi, Kayala and Janelle. I'm excited to be here. I'm Bridget Javdak. I'm the founder, and I'm also a somatic trauma therapist for Four Winds Farm in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, which is a mental health recovery and well-being center based on our 130-acre farm.
We are so thankful to have you in our valley, in our community. And then I want to introduce, and thank you, Bridget, I want to introduce Kayala. So go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us who you are and how you integrate with Four Winds.
Hi, guys. My name's Kayala. I am a recovering addict, and I was lucky enough to land myself at Four Winds Farm with Bridget. It's been an amazing experience being there, and I'm very grateful. And I'm grateful to be on the air tonight.
And I'm grateful you're here. And I'm grateful for you.
Thank you.
My name is Janelle, and you probably all know my voice if you've listened to my show before. And I come to this because my son, Kane, had passed away last year from a drug overdose. So we all come from a different angle. And so, Kayala, I kind of wanted to put you in the spotlight and just, I guess, kind of tell me or tell the audience, you know, a little bit about your background, how you maybe got started with drugs.
It started at a young age. I feel like I got really sucked into the drug scene. I naturally gravitated towards that because I felt like that is where I fit the best. I felt like it was easiest for me to connect there. And that just became my life. And at a pretty young age, I got into doing heroin and meth. And luckily, when I was 17, I got pregnant. And I now have two kids. And I've spent quite a bit of time in recovery, which is sobriety. And then recently, I dealt with a relapse, which was pretty detrimental to my life. And that's how I ended up at Four Winds Farm. And so from here, I've got 101 days clean, and I've learned a lot about myself and recovery and the person that I want to be for the rest of my life.
That is beautiful. And so, So Bridget, I want you to kind of tail in on this because you have a lot of experience and knowledge helping especially Kayala and other people along their journey. So share a little bit about your experience along her journey.
Yeah, and first of all, I just want to applaud Kayala. Yeah. And what you said is beautiful. And this is a beautiful young woman. And for her to speak about her recovery in this way is what this is all about. You know, Four Winds is really about reclaiming our power. The idea of recovery itself just really means a return to a healthy state of mind and being. And this young woman, and I will say that really powerfully, that Kayala has really moved from being in a place of feeling somewhat disempowered to this really powerful woman. And to hear her share like this and to also share this with pride and with dignity and respect is part of why I think, Janelle, you and I even had this conversation, is that it's time to start breaking down the stigma and shame around being in a place wherever you are. I believe that we are all in some sort of state of recovery. We come at it in a different way. But to be able to have the capacity that Kayala just shared with everybody, and the power to do it with such vulnerability and grace, and to say, you know, get to a point to really say, I need help. And to know that we, in reaching out, can really find deep connection with one another and really also realize that we're not all that different from everybody else, that we can find a place through support and sharing. And we believe that that's truly where the power comes from, is being able to share your story and to ask for help when you need it, because we all do at some point. Her journey at the farm has been, in my eyes, a witness of incredible beauty, of Kayala reclaiming herself, discovering herself, moving into a place where she really sees the capacity of who she is as a woman, finding her voice, and also learning to create boundaries and knowing who she is. And she has done this, of course, with support, but she has done this on her own. And that's part of what the farm is all about, is allowing to hold space where we can reconnect to ourselves and to our own brilliance through our vulnerability and through our failures and through our challenges.
I couldn't have said that better myself. That is exactly kind of what's coming out of my heart. I started my nonprofit, Kangel's Connection, because when I took Kane, he was screaming for help, and I took him to the emergency room because I really didn't know where to take him or what to do. But I definitely wanted to help him. When I left the ER, I really felt like I had nobody to guide me as a parent. I couldn't best help him. He ended up having a good stint of sobriety, and we got him into some local support groups and whatnot. But ultimately, my goal is to connect and to help open this conversation, because there is no shame in any of this. Mm-hmm. People have cancer. There's no shame in that. It's a disease. And I feel like we need to break those walls down and say, you know, first we need to treat each other respectfully and be able to say, I need help, or I'm struggling, and not feel shame with that. So that's my goal with this foundation, is to open those gates and to connect people with the right resource. So that's where I come from in this whole conversation. And I agree, Bridget. I think, Kayla, that was the most amazing, brave thing that you could have done. But I also think that people are listening, and I really want to plant those seeds. So they'll take that, and I guarantee you, people know somebody struggling. In this day and age, a lot of people are struggling. So they're going to take this and say, gosh, you know, this brave young woman, she was able to speak. There are places you can get help. There are people you can talk to. So thank you. That's a really important message.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Kayla, I am so proud of you. My heart is so open, and what you're doing and the strength that you have to see this woman really come out and look at herself and see herself as somebody that can make a difference in the world. And she says this is how she sees herself now. Her journey, this whole journey, even this addiction journey, has brought her to this place. And that's why we have to really put down this idea of shame. These things happen for a reason. And when you really do and go through what Kayala has gone through, or Janelle, what you have gone through, and you turn this out and really say, we can do something with this. We can start having really rich conversations about being human and reconnecting again. That's where power comes from. That's where healing comes from.
I agree. I feel like, Kayala, your healing and my healing, we're like parallel. And I feel like the first time I was able to openly speak about it, and it's a very emotional thing to talk about, it really is. But I think once you are able to verbally say it, it's like, I've got this now. Like, I'm owning my words and I'm owning this, and now I'm going to, it's just like the wheels started to roll. So it landed here in the studio, and here you're having this conversation with us, and I know it's going to change somebody's life. And it's also empowering your own. So I have a lot of admiration for you, and I have a lot of love towards you. So,
yeah, thank you. This has actually been really an empowering experience through my recovery. I felt a lot of shame in my active addiction, and also just coming into treatment, it was a really hard decision to make. It was probably one of the hardest decisions I've ever made in a lot of different ways. But if it wasn't for my addiction and it wasn't for, you know, the choice that it took to get myself the help and ask for help, I would not be where I'm at today. I feel like an entirely different person, and I'm just like beyond words to describe how I feel compared to 3 months ago. I actually picked up my 90-day NA chip tonight.
Yay. Oh my God, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
Such an accomplishment.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Well, Bridget, I'm just really stoked. It's really crazy. I was digging through resources and I came across you, and it was like this energy. I was like, I've got to tell her my story and reach out. So thank you for taking time to like connect with me and allow me to come up into that sacred space. Mm-hmm. I was empowered and inspired by you. So, I will continue to try to be part of the change I want to see in the world. So thank you for being that. And you, Keola, you're going to do that too. You're doing it already. And I'm just sitting here like having this great conversation with these amazing women. So, I just hope that we pay that forward to other people and other people and other people. And it's like a domino effect.
Thank you, Janelle, for everything you're doing.
Sorry, Bridget. I think it's pretty incredible that all of our paths have crossed, mm-hmm. and that we ended up here tonight.
Me too. It's almost like this energy drew me to you guys. So I feel my cup is filled. My cup is filled right now. And it's hard. Like, you know, I mean, it's like this roller coaster with recovery. I'm sure you have your roller coaster days, and Bridget, being on the other spectrum, I'm sure you have your roller coaster days. Mm-hmm. And so if anybody's listening out there, being empowered also means it's a lot of work and a lot of effort and a lot of dedication and commitment to the choices that we're making.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And if anybody, you know, out there listening that needs help on Saturdays every morning, from 9 to 10:30, we offer a free community class with not only, you know, substance addiction or abuse, but just any struggle that you might be having, emotional, physical, mentally. Join us for a class. Come and join and include yourself and get in the circle. And we do a Qigong, Tai Chi, Kung Fu class. And it's open for anybody that wants to join at no cost. And it gives you an opportunity to really see yourself with others and see yourself knowing that you can move forward, that there is hope for whatever you're feeling. And sharing stories and sharing conversation is the start, and we're all proof of it. So thank you, Janelle, so much for doing what you're doing and for, you know, starting this conversation and being proud to start having these conversations.
Absolutely. I'm absolutely proud to do this. And for all of you, I'm definitely wanting to come up and try this class on Saturday. I really feel like I need healing too. The pain of losing my only child, it's very painful. And I feel like I can get a lot out of this for healing too. So if anybody wants to join me that's listening and knows me or doesn't know me, I challenge you to do something good for yourself. So I'm excited to try this. And I had never heard of Qigong before I met with you, Bridget. And I was like, what is this? And now I'm curious. And I think it can only do good things for me too. So mm-hmm. I'm excited to do that. So is there, I guess that we'll kind of do a final wrap is, Bridget, if somebody wanted to go to this class that you're offering to the community, is there a website or somewhere that they can find the information, the address? Do you want to, you know, shout out your website or?
Sure. If anybody wants to just check us out or get an a directions or address, it's the number 4winds.farm. Just as simple as that, 4winds.farm.
And I've connected and linked your website to my website, so I'll make a shout out about the class on Saturday morning on my website as well. Any last words, any inspiring messages you want to throw out there, Keola?
I just want to share my love to everybody out there, especially you, Bridget and Janelle. Thank you guys so much.
And
thank you.
It's reciprocated. Thank you.
Yeah.
And Bridget, I'll look forward to seeing you this weekend. And do you have any last inspiring words?
No, just gratitude. And I'm gratitude for the brilliance that I see in everybody stepping forward and really finding their voice and knowing that, you know what, we are not broken. We just need to be able to start sharing with one another and allowing to receive the gifts that are around us.
Absolutely.
So, thank you.
Thank you. I guess my last word would be connected. Stay connected and also be that change you want to see. So it would be like think on a global level, but act locally. Be involved. Have conversations. And put yourself out there, because a lot of this lack of conversation in my mind would be fear. I think fear is the driver. So I think break down that wall and put yourself out there and have a conversation and maybe ask someone if they're okay. That maybe is a good start. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kayla, one more time, I'm so proud of you and I love you so much. You're such a beautiful woman. Thank you for doing this.
I love you. Thank you.
I admire both of you very much in different ways. So thank you, ladies.
Okay.
I think we should jam out to some more music and we'll just wrap this up. So thank you both. I am honored to know you.